Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, October 9th, 2025, and we have a great mix of nonprofit headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Community Compassion in Action. A Place at Home North Austin and Share the Will Foundation provide power chairs to veterans. A Place at Home North Austin and Share the Will Foundation recently teamed up to donate a power scooter to a local veteran and a power wheelchair to a community member in need. This partnership aims to improve mobility and independence for Central Texans. Stacy Eisenberg, the owner of A Place at Home North Austin, emphasized the importance of compassion and service in their mission. Together with founder Will Williams of Share the Will Foundation, they have donated over 34 essential medical equipment pieces to veterans and individuals in the community. The event highlighted the power of community partnerships in making a tangible difference, turning compassion into action, one donation at a time. Florida International University, Psychiatry, an Industry of Death, traveling exhibit educates students on mental health abuse. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR, recently brought the Psychiatry and Industry of Death traveling exhibit to Florida International University, FIU, in Miami. This exhibit aims to educate students on mental health abuses and the dangers of psychiatric drugging, especially of children. Featuring immersive audiovisual displays and survivor testimony, the exhibit sheds light on human rights violations such as electroconvulsive therapy and coercive psychiatric practices. Attendees learn about legal protections and advocacy avenues, aligning with CCHR Florida's initiatives on mental health laws and patient rights. The exhibit, hosted by CCHR Florida, was toured by students, educators, community leaders, advocates, and doctors, with many pledging to work towards preventing mental health abuses in Florida. The Florida chapter of CCHR also has a permanent installation of this exhibit in downtown Clearwater, offering a comprehensive look at the history and current state of psychiatry.
Duo Projects Compassion Beyond Borders. Gathering in London reflects a global movement to end the dog and cat meat trade. The Duo Project recently hosted the Compassion Beyond Borders Symposium in London, bringing together animal advocates from around the world to end the dog and cat meat trade. Founded by Andrea Gung, the organization has been working in China for over 12 years to promote humane education and control stray populations. The event showcased Duo's achievements, including the Spay and Neuter Training Center in China. The center aims to reduce stray populations and ultimately end the cruel meat trade. Attendees celebrated progress and honored allies in animal welfare, highlighting the global collaboration needed to achieve lasting change. Christy, director of campaigns, emphasized the urgency and feasibility of this mission, calling it a winnable campaign. The organization continues to raise funds through the virtual Buy a Brick campaign to complete the center and create a safer world for animals. For more information, visit duoduoproject.org.
Boca Helping Hands needs help, feeding 4,000 families for Thanksgiving. Boca Helping Hands is seeking community support to feed 4,000 families for Thanksgiving through its Thanksgiving Box Brigade program. Donations of $29.72 can provide a holiday meal box for a family in need. With 1 in 9 people in Palm Beach County struggling with food insecurity, the need for hunger relief programs is crucial. The program sponsors, including Dalphin Industrial and Humana, will help distribute meals to families in East Boca Raton, West Boca, Delray Beach, Boynton Beach, and Lake Worth. While the Thanksgiving Box Brigade receives significant community support, food insecurity remains a year-round issue. Any excess contributions will go towards supporting the 181,000 families facing food insecurity in Palm Beach County. Boca Helping Hands offers a lifeline to thousands of individuals each year, providing not just meals, but also assistance with rent, utilities, childcare, and job training to promote lasting independence. For more information, visit bocahelpinghands.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.